Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Let this one tell that one a tale. The story of great heroes marooned without a sea, stranded in a place of nightmares called Barovia. The antagonist, a creature known as Strahd von Zarovich. As all great epics, someone must die. Either Strahd or our heroes.
People start screaming as they make their way towards the church. You get maybe a minute down the street before the bats start coming in again.
I'll take it. All right. I'm going to fire a spray shot at the bats to try and buy it. Whatever. I'll buy 6 seconds.
You stop, turn, fire. You kill a ton of bats, but it's actually just not enough bats.
Damn it.
By volume, you are not draining bats at the same rate as bats are appearing. And so the crowd that you have begins to be torn apart.
Okay.
Any other grenades?
You, of your 50 wards, you lose 6 who are picked up, torn apart, or just fall over because they are so weighed down by bat. Those are the ones that are the worst because you hear them so close to you screaming, and you can see as these ivory bats become red with blood.
Okay. I'm going to make another grenade. Okay.
Whoa. Danica and Erwin are firing their crossbows, but neither of them are warriors. There's not a lot they can do.
Okay. I'm just burning through whatever I got, right? So I'm going to use a hag eye because that's force damage. I'm going to use another sapphire because that's seeking. And I'm out of legendary powers. So, oh no, I have a diamond left. So I'm going to put it on a diamond as well.
I don't think you can
make one rock. One rock per turn.
Yeah.
Oh no, I got heaps of dragon blood. Immunity to energy. Whatever. I'm using it for the legendary power.
Okay, cool.
Dunk it in the dragon blood. Throw it again.
All right. So that's another explosive one with thunderous damage?
No, force damage.
Force
damage?
All right. Yeah. It does not have nearly the same effect, but, well, it doesn't have the same effect on the bat population in the area. But once again, ducking down, you're hit, you're buffeted by a wave of force transferred to you through bats. You create another hole of another zone of no bats that the people are able to flee through. You're 3 minutes down the road or 2 minutes from the church.
All right, that's good.
But the bats still are just unrelenting.
Yep.
From the 6 that were killed before, you lose another 8.
Okay. Oh, fuck. All right. One more time. I'm chucking a hag eye.
As you begin creating this concoction, the bats just flutter away.
Oh.
They abandon you completely. They've not left the city, but the street you are in currently is clear of all bats.
Can't be a good sign. Well, yeah. I'm not happy about it.
You look up from your little alchemy kit, maybe at Danica and Erwin, who are staring eastwards along the road.
Yeah.
Cribbit pulls at your sleeve. You look down at Cribbit, and he says, "Who is that?" You recognize Escher from your previous encounter. He stands in the middle of the street. Behind him is a vampire spawn, which is completely stationary, but you can see its eyes are moving around in awful
kind of independently of each other.
Darting directions.
That's no good.
Escher standing there, you can see he has in one hand a ledger of sorts, like a big leather-bound book. You can see there are little markers in it in all sorts of places. He's got a quill and a pocket watch in the other hand. You can see he's checking it, and then he makes a little note in his ledger.
Yep.
Pip Mandarin, he says. He starts flipping through the ledger.
Yeah. I'm ignoring him, and I'm just going to keep making something alchemical.
Okay, cool.
I'm not buying into whatever bullshit. It's just not worth my time. I'm going to combine a pinch of shadow for undead bane with some shambling moss so it grips to my arrows, and let's chuck some more dragon blood on that so it's got a legendary power.
You successfully, your intention is to create undead bane weapon?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
As you're doing that, Escher notices what you're doing, and he, gesturing to the vampire spawn behind him, says, "Deal with him, no longer than a minute." He turns and walks away.
Fuck, vampire spawns are so tough.
The vampire spawn.
Oh, that's bad.
Charges at you.
Oh, that's real bad.
All right, Hector.
Yes.
Fuck.
Right, heading into the Valakai, I guess, from where I am, what's the situation in terms of, I guess, access to Valakai?
Well, you can see that this western gate is destroyed. As you approach, the two winch blocks that raise and lower the gate, both of them have been turned into molten slags, just heaps of metal. Mm-hmm. So you can see that something has been done to sabotage the gates. Okay. As you approach, you hear the bats, the many fluttering wings of bats, but apart from that, it's quiet inside Valakai right now.
Okay, great news. Okay, so that, does it look like if I was to be able to destroy any mechanism there with any kind of, energy, holy energy, that it could get in, I could get in?
Unfortunately, from your side, there doesn't appear to be anything you could do except blow a hole in the wall, basically.
How strong are the walls?
They're wooden, like about the thickness of a tree trunk, shall we say, all around. And then there's the gate itself, which is a simple metal portcullis with a set of heavy-looking oaken doors behind it.
Okay. How are the hinges?
The hinges would not be facing the outside.
Okay.
The portcullis, first off, doesn't have hinges, and then they have oaken doors. The hinges would be on the inside.
Okay. Because I've only really got, like, a sacred flame or a word of radiance to do some damage right now, or a horse, and maybe I have a bit of... I don't have rope. And I don't really want to climb.
I forget you're the horse. As you approach, the horse starts bucking. It doesn't want to get in. It doesn't want to get close.
Get off the horse. So this is the western entrance. Do I know of any other entrances?
Yeah, there's a northern entrance, which I assume you've had a conversation with Pip where he told you that the northern entrance was destroyed, but for different reasons.
Okay.
And then you know there is an eastern entrance as well.
Is there
well.
Anything like a southern entrance?
There is no southern entrance to Valakai.
Okay. As I was approaching, could I get like I guess there's so much bats around. Is there anywhere in the around the gates, around the walls where the bats aren't heavy?
Looking around, it's just a blanket of bats. You could not tell. It moves so quickly as well. If there's a gap, it closes immediately.
All right. Do I think looking at the sort of, I guess, the portcullis and then the door and then looking at the actual walls, if my time is going to be better spent trying to work through these doors and portcullis or better spent maybe breaking a hole in the wall?
I mean, like, you think you'd have an easier time climbing than you would breaking a hole in the wall.
Okay.
I mean, you could. It might be safer with the bats up there, but it's going to be time consuming.
Yeah, if I can do it quietly and without the bats noticing is basically what I'm trying to do. And if I can't do that,
I don't think you could do it quietly.
Adam, I'm on 5 hit points.
I don't think you could do it quietly. The bats don't seem to be coming down on, they're not getting low on this side.
Okay.
I mean, there's some, like, a few crawling around here and there. Kind of like, imagine like, a mass of flies kind of, there's...
Some are crawling,
There's some here and there, but they don't seem to be massing low outside the gate. So you don't think, unless something changed, you don't think you'd be in danger hacking away. It just would take a while is all.
Okay. Well, I guess I just test one out with a sacred flame. to try and burst through. Was I thinking that the gate would be better or the wall?
The gate is probably...
The gate's thinner, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the gate's thinner, yeah.
Yeah, I try the gate. I try and find maybe a weak
spot. Is Sacred Flame a cantrip?
Sure is.
Okay, well, in that case, you can... it does radiant damage. So, unfortunately, it's not like it's perfectly suited, but it is an endless resource that you have. So, mm-hmm. I would say, in time, you could burn your way... With holy light, you could burn a hole in the portcullis and then a hole in the heavy oaken doors.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a while.
So it's like, are we talking like 10 minutes a while? Are we talking an hour?
Oh, maybe not an hour, but at least I would say 15 minutes.
Can I even climb the wall? Is there even a purchase for me to climb?
The walls are made out of, like I said, stripped pine trees. So... there is natural little handholds mm-hmm. here and there. It's not right. Like it's designed for this. You will need to roll,
yep.
But you could do it.
Okay. First thing would be cast Sacred Flame on the portcullis or anything near there. That does nothing. I look around. Is there anything I can drape over myself for protection? Anything at all?
There's a few broken items that people were trying to take with them as okay. they fled.
A rug?
Highs or lows?
Let's go with highs.
Highs, nothing as useful as a rug, unfortunately. Yeah. The most you could get is a boot.
Sick. All right, time is of the essence. I just start clambering.
All right. You manage to get up to the top of the wall. You bring your hands up to defend yourself as bats start swooping and scratching you. A dozen cuts are made along your arms, but you take no damage.
Okay, that's good.
Without any trouble, you can climb back down. Okay. The wall is meant to be manned, so you can get down.
So coming from this side, the west, mm-hmm. What am I going to hit first? Am I going to hit the church, Blue Water Inn, or... Okay. Do I think it's going to be quicker if I guess if I'm running around the outskirts of the wall, do I just think that is just going to be littered with bats and there is no safe place there?
There is a gap between any buildings and the wall. It's kind of like a no man's land, basically. Mm-hmm. You could see a lot of corpses all over the place of many people who thought that running in the open ground would be the safest option. One look at that open ground with its many corpses and mm-hmm. you decide that you would much rather go from building to building.
Okay. All right. Well, let's try and get to the church first.
As you make a mad dash for the first building, you get swooped.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Can I look for like an opening, the safest opening that I can, mm-hmm. That will provide me like basically I want to try and go through this protected. I want to try and do this without taking as much damage as humanly possible because I am on such a little thing and I just want to you chuck cash in a good boy card to I just see it. I see it, Adam. I just see it.
For one round only, but you do just see it. All right. It's like those... like I was saying before, there's those gaps that appear every now and then, but they close themselves up before mm-hmm. you could ever take advantage of them. Until you realize that the gaps actually, it's kind of like watching flowing water. The gap doesn't close. It just isn't there. It's over there now. Mm. And for one round, you are able to predict where those gaps are. And using that, you get to the first house without taking any damage.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Okay. Looking around this house, is there anything that I can either use as a form of cover, some kind of chair?
you find a rug you could drape over yourself. It'll provide you with some protection.
I guess that is enough.
Better than nothing.
I will just grab that. I will kind of drape it above my head, and I will try and look for where I'm going next. What do I see?
You see there is kind of like the next building along from you has a, if you use it right, you realize there is a veranda to the building you're currently in and a mm-hmm. veranda to the next building. And if you use it cleverly, you can duck from one to the other without being exposed, basically.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, you get to the next one.
Okay.
You're moving along. One more check before you hit the church.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I get a bad boy card. Oh, wait, no, it's a saving throw. Oh, by the way, do you have anything? This is a dexterity saving throw. Do you have anything for a dex saving
throw? A failed saving throw, was it?
It's a failed saving throw.
Let's just re-roll that, Adam.
Nicely done, nicely done.
Do you have anything else for saving throw?
If another player succeeded, did you succeed in the check in the last minute?
He's
not another player, though. He's another player for me.
How can I hurt you in exchange for this?
Well, what's the problem? Let's see what the problem is.
The problem will be bats. I promise you, the problem is for the bats.
All right, I know what I'm doing. Bribing the DM. Demand any item the players have. If they do not give it up, this card counts as any other bad boy card. Okay. I want your holy symbol.
Oh,
nah.
Well, all right, get bad
all right.
I guess.
I want a good boy card in exchange for a bad boy card. What do you got? Show them to me.
Okay, I
read
got...
Read them when we...
Okay, you can have a look through
them. Yeah, just let me read them quick.
Take the bad boy card. Give me another bad boy card.
No, I gotta take a good boy card.
You can roll on the wild magic table.
I want this. I learned it from you, check.
Ah, damn it.
Mm.
What bad boy card
do? Oh, wait, you spent this on... You spent it on this. That's spent.
Oh,
put
yeah,
it in
that's
the
spent.
Bin. Show me yours, Zaman. You got anything good?
Nah.
Nah, fuck. You got anything? Oh, you got two. Yeah, give me the fool me once. Yeah, that's right. No fucking lie detector for you. And in exchange.
Okay. Yeah,
to give you heal or burnout, take the lowest healing result. Here, I'll give you this. Rocks fall, you all die. A player steps on a trap.
Okay. I can use it for an NPC falls on a trap.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I'd allow that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
I'd allow it, sure.
Yeah. Okay, excellent.
All right. That'd be funny then. You can set up a trap. You can make it really obvious. Doesn't matter.
Make the worst trap in the world.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, and in exchange, yeah. I will allow you to count Zamet as the person who passed the dexterity.
Zamet is another player from me.
He's another player from you.
Yeah, okay. It counts. It's a technicality, but we got there.
Yeah. That's allowed. Okay. All right. Hector.
Yeah.
You leap over the low fence that protects the graveyard to the church, you start sprinting for the door next to the graveyard, and thank Penia and gnomes.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
As you look up, you see high above you, clawing onto the bell tower, a vampire spawn staring back down at you. As you look at it, you realize that its face, it has no eyes.
Oh, no. Oh.
It is just nose, mouth, and then skin where eyes should be. It quite clear, like, obviously it doesn't have eyes to see you, but by the way it looks down, you can tell that it's seen you.
All right.
Instead of stopping for whatever reason, which may very well have ended in your death, you just leap headfirst into the church. You, with a thump, land inside, bowling several people over because it is shoulder to shoulder in here.
I just close the door.
All right.
So how do you show a holy symbol to a blind vampire spawn?
That's true.
Cool.
That's funny.
I get up. I just survey to see if Agogash, Yenda, Pip, Father Lucian are here.
You scan around the room. It's very hard to see anything except the people immediately in front of you because they're like, there's no personal space in this room. But scanning around, you spot Father Lucian over by the door.
I go to him.
I should say the main door.
Right, I go to him.
As you approach Father Lucian, you can see relief covering his face. Oh, my child, please come here. Come here.
I go to him.
He is going to heal you.
Oh, thank
you. How nice is that?
Lords. While I'm doing that, can I just have a cheeky divine sense?
Give me one tick.
Yeah. I want to see what's surrounding this building and how many.
Yeah, that's,
a lot of them is the answer.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You recover 25 hit points.
How nice is that? Oh my God, Zamet! After being on 5 for like a million years.
Then
you can get hit by bats now.
You recover a further 26 hit points.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Father Lucian looks exhausted from the effort of what he just did. I have no magic left within me now.
That, me neither.
This is dark times indeed. Right. Your friend, he came by, Pip.
Pip, yes, how long ago?
And they would have been by maybe half an hour, right. Less, I'm not sure.
Do you know where he went?
There are several other places within town that I know to be safe.
Right. Yes.
He might have gone to one of these places.
Mm-hmm.
The orphanage, Watcher House, the Burgomaster's Mansion, and then, somewhere perhaps in the eastern part of town. That is where this began, it seems.
Then in the east. What is in the east? What is in the east? Is that where the Castle Ravenloft is, towards the east?
Castle Ravenloft is towards the east, yes.
I wouldn't ask why.
Yes.
That just seems, makes sense.
Yeah.
Town market is in that direction.
All right.
Apart from this...
As in, did it come from over the walls, or was it in the... Did it start in the town?
I mean,
do you know? Does anyone here know?
Well, I could not say with any certainty, my friend, but I believe it started within the town.
Within the town.
The stockyard, he says.
It is in the stockyard.
It is just a place of industry. Wood is processed in the area.
Do you know where they would take prisoners? Yesterday. Do you know where they would have taken
prisoners?
Anybody?
Is
there a guardhouse?
Guards took prisoners, they would have taken them perhaps to the Burgomaster's mansion. Unless they worked for Lady Watcher, in which case guards just don't take prisoners much in Valakai at all.
And the Burgomaster house,
it is, to my understanding, safe for similar reasons as to this place is safe. If you cast Divine Sense, it's probably too far away, high up. It's got the wood in between you and it.
When I finish this conversation, I'll do like either a perimeter if I can to see exactly how far away things are and maybe try and count them. Is there a way up to the bell tower of the church?
Yes, you can climb up the bell tower, yes.
Right. It might just be worth a vantage point to have a look of what is going on.
He takes you up to the... Pushing and shoving, you make your way to the back of the church, where he shows you a ladder that you can climb to get up to the bell.
Is there anybody here that can help protection of for the everyone downstairs, or is it...
What do you mean? There are a few members of the town guard here. If something breaks in, my friend, he puts a hand on your shoulder. We will put up a fight, but if they break in... I think that is it.
Okay. I will start climbing up the bell tower, see if I can try and have a sense of... before I get into any kind of exposed open air, I want to, like, make sure that I'm not just, like, walking into a vampire.
You're halfway up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You use Divine Sense. You're still... Halfway up the ladder is in... the actual bell tower itself. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're on a ladder which is up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Up above you, you can see the bell. You know that if there were no wood here, if there were no walls here, you would have a pretty commanding view of Valakai all around you, being this high up.
Mm-hmm.
When you use your divine sense, you see on the opposite side of the wall from you, perfectly in line with you, mirroring your movements, is an undead presence.
Mm-hmm. Good to see. All right. Cool. What do
punch
I...
Punch through the wall into it.
So you hear the doors below you explode open.
All righty.
There's some screaming and some commotion below.
What is the vampire spawn? What have they done? Anything?
You can't really see. It's not like a perfect outline.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
So you it shift when that happens, okay, but it doesn't leave.
I'm just like, if it is attacking me, but if not, then I go down and try and do a very hurried, controlled descent.
Okay.
Splinter your palms.
Yeah, you're fine. Maybe the ladder got oiled recently. You slide down without any effort, get to the bottom, and you can see some more people are rushing into the church. There is really not enough room. The walls, people are being pushed up against the walls. You hear glass shatter, and you look over and see a man has been shoved, from just the pushing and shoving, a person has been shoved into a window, and he, with an elbow, broke it. When that happens, everyone goes quiet for a second.
I want to call out, but I can't.
Nothing else happens, though.
I want to grab a person next to me and just say, pass it down the line. If a vampire spawn comes into this church, brandish any holy symbol that you believe in at it and pray with all your might for it to leave us alone. And I want to start maybe saying that to a bunch of different people. Who just came in? Do I notice who came
in?
Anybody?
You can't see them through the thronging mass. You can see, however, that once that man who got partially mm-hmm. his elbow broke the window, he turns around and everyone is in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
And when he turns around, he wants to get away from the window as much as possible. Yep. And so does everyone else near that.
Oh, no.
And then what happens
is
that a wave goes through the crowd of people pushing to get away. You hear a crack. And then turning around, you can see another person has been pushed so hard that they have broken some of the wall, some of the wooden wall.
I want to be yelling as hard as I want to be as hard as I can, which is above a faint whisper.
You mm-hmm. just can't be heard.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no.
At first it's slow. And then it gets faster and faster.
I want to be pushing my way to what do I think is going to break first? What do I think is going to break first?
One of the doors buckles completely and a man falls halfway out of the church.
I want to be there.
When that happens, you hear screaming. And the man suddenly reappears as he is dragged up.
Okay. I want to go there.
All right, you start pushing your way in that direction. It's not easy, but mm-hmm. you're doing it. Unfortunately, then you hear another terrific crashing sound. You look and you see a woman has been pushed clear out one of the other windows. She screams and is picked up by something moving unnaturally quickly.
Okay, get to the roof. Okay. Fight them on the roof.
All right. How...
The crowd begins close. Pushing and shoving.
How close is the ladder?
You got to push your way back to the ladder, I suppose, but you could do it in a turn.
Bad boy card for me.
Oh, no.
The eastern wall begins to buckle from so many people being pushed up against it. The church, the entire church, lists a little in that direction.
Oh, no.
How the hell do you calm a crowd down?
Father Lucian, you can see, is trying to get a handle on this, but people are just not having it. No one is listening to reason right now.
How bright is light? How bright is light?
Oh, no.
All of the candles within the church go out at once. Father Lucian's voice booms from high above, like the voice of the gods themselves. Calm yourselves, my congregation! Father Lucian, his eyes begin to glow with a soft haze, and his robes billow out all around him. The crowd begins to calm down, mm-hmm. but the church, nonetheless, is groaning. It has taken some severe structural damage.
If I was to speak...
Yeah.
Could I, now in the dull, like in the silence, could I be heard?
Above the bats, people still talking, probably not.
Am I close to Father Lucian?
Father Lucian can see you and he gestures for you to come over to him.
Okay, cool. I do that and I will tell him how to stop the vampire spawn.
Father Lucian grabs you, pulls you in close, and he says, Pip needs your help. Head along the main road. You will find him. He clashes with a monster.
All right, I run.
Wait, he says, before you go. He breathes a heavy sigh, and you can see he's fighting with himself, but there's also not a lot of time, so he doesn't leave a lot of time for the combat. He says, please, take this. And then he begins, it's maybe a little unusual at first, but he begins taking his cloak off.
What are you doing?
Underneath his cloak, you can see he wears a shimmering breastplate.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, finally armor.
The breastplate beneath bears the symbol of the Morning Lord. It's just a chest and back plate mm-hmm. and maybe shoulders.
I start just like taking off any sort of furs or any sort of like cloak that I've got on. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
He gives it to you. You will need it more than I.
Thank you. I immediately start like just buckling it up as I'm walking through the door. Maybe I'll have grabbed like the cloak so I can wrap it around it as well. But
sure.
I then push my way through the door.
This suit of armor allows you to, once per long rest, recover a first level spell slot.
Oh. Hubba.
It is only usable by paladins as well. So just here, Jackson, have a spell. Not that you have spells, but Jackson, have a spell slot back. Only usable by paladins.
If I notice that, I just do it.
As you don the breastplate and its matching shoulder pieces, you perhaps become innately aware of this ability.
And then I just say thank you. And as I open the door to go outside, I cast protection from good and evil on myself.
Okay. I will not typically, in fifth ed, that's not how it works. But I will allow, as you cast that upon yourself, you create a little bubble, only big enough for yourself, but a little bubble, an aura, if you will, where the bats will not touch you.
Nice.
You begin sprinting your way east.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Pip.
Yeah.
The vampire spawn leaps at you.
Yeah.
And it's going to make 2 claw attacks.
Fuck.
Well, maybe a claw and a bite if it can get you. Oh, yeah. All right. Maybe it's going to be a claw and a bite. Maybe I'll do a little bit of a bite attack.
Okay.
A nom nom nom.
Do
nom,
I have
nom
to make any checks?
In a minute. Become vampire check. You take 8 points of damage, okay, piercing, as the vampire slashes you with its claws. The vampire, when it slashes you, it kind of, right as its claw is leaving you, it hooks around your armor and drags you in. Now you need to make a grapple.
Okay.
You're going to fail.
A reroll strength?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
With advantage?
Yeah.
Probably specify that next time. I'll just not give it to you next time. You succeed.
Okay, thank God.
So it's a second claw attack.
Yep.
Okay, that's another hit.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
You take... Oh, well, I'll be damned. 10 points of damage.
Oh, no. I'm got to be really low.
27.
Point. All right.
It slashes with its other claw and then uses that to draw you in.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make a grapple check.
I got nothing. Okay.
You pass.
Whew, thank God.
And then it is your turn, Pip.
Okay, I'd like to
You can hear scribbling,
yeah.
And you look behind you, but Cribbit is fumbling with his loot. You look in front of you, and you see Escher is writing in his ledger.
I don't even pay attention to him. I pull my crossbow out, like bury it deep in the vampire spawn's guts, and fire off two shots. And I'm going to use my last sharp shot move and make it a...
I thought you were about to say make it a dirty shot. That's a good one. Yeah, I should that add that good. Somewhere.
I'll make it a defensive shot.
Okay. Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any... Didn't you put your something on your bow?
Yeah,
your...
It's just got Undead Bane.
All right.
And
oh,
legendary
Undead Bane.
And legendary power or something.
Whoa.
What does legendary power do?
Just kind of supersizes it.
Okay. It's basically just a supersize, yeah. If a creature is of legendary power, you'll typically need to use it.
Yeah.
Like Escher, for example.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
10, 20, 25.
Hell yeah.
27. You deal 33 points of damage to the vampire spawn.
Fuck off.
It hisses at you and then tries to drag you in close, and its mouth moves. You know how I describe them as moving like...
Puppets?
Stop motion. Imagine a stop motion animation that is only open mouth, closed mouth, open mouth, closed mouth, open
terrible.
Mouth, closed mouth. Mm-hmm. And it's dragging you in towards that. Mm-hmm. It's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit, with a string of magic from behind you, you hear him muttering a poem under his breath. You don't even know what poem he's muttering, but it reminds you of a prayer that you get stuck in the back of your head. Some prayer to worshipping Gregory Bones, or maybe just, worshipping Gregory Bones. Is it a worship of Gregory Bones, or is it how to set a table? Who's to say? In either case, you get Bardic Inspiration, a D8 to a ability check, attack roll, saving throw, or damage for the next 10 minutes.
Dessert forks remain on the outside of the plate.
And then Cribbit, he whispers something about the vampire spawn's haircut being... fucking lame. Double damage. Yep. That's 12 points of damage.
All right. Nice.
It's the vampire spawn's turn. The vampire spawn heals a little damage.
Oh, really cool stuff. Love that for him. I love that for this vampire spawn.
And then it's going to make a bite attack against you. Well, it'll make a claw attack first.
Disadvantage because of the defensive shot.
How long is that for? Just next shot?
Just next attack, yeah.
That's a miss. It misses you with its claw.
Yeah.
And then, oh, good job. Natty one.
Whew, thank God. Fucking
pray
hell.
For a high number.
That's a shame.
Oh, well. Like, you can't win them all.
Yeah. You truly can't.
Failed to find the joints. Its next attack does minimum damage.
All right. That's good.
And then it is back to you, Pip.
Okay. Do I think that Escher... is going to attack after this? Or is Escher just watching?
He's making notes.
Okay.
He's looking at you and making notes carefully. He's maybe busted out a set of spectacles. Mm-hmm. So you know how you'll have one half is just regular glass, mm-hmm. the other half is magnified glass?
Mm.
He's using that to look up and down from you.
Okay. Look, he's not the direct threat right now. And
sure.
Also, weirdly, he can be reasoned with, or at least talked to. So I keep attacking the...
How much attention would you have paid to... I guess you might have paid a bit of attention to Keening talking about Escher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in a... Obviously, you wouldn't call it this, but in a psych profile...
Yeah.
...the Keening made of Escher, he described Escher as being a reluctant but faithful pawn of Strahd. He's not happy about his position, but he definitely does not see an alternative to it.
Cool.
Keening knew he couldn't reason with Escher.
Yeah.
Couldn't turn him from Strahd, but he could. He was like, maybe there is something to use to distract Escher there.
Okay. That's good to know. But I mean, there's nothing I can do about it now.
Yeah.
So in a reverse of what the vampire is trying to do to me, I'm going to clamp onto its neck and then I'm going to breathe my last flame attack onto its head.
Nice. It fails a dexterity saving throw.
Hell yeah.
It takes 16 points of damage and it definitely did not like that.
Yes. Cook.
Then that was your turn, Pip. It is Cribbit's turn. Cribbit. Oh, would you like to use the extra D8 damage?
Yeah, I will.
That's an extra 5 points of damage.
After every bite of dessert, dab your chin so as not to leave unsightly stains.
You bathe from neck to foot. You bathe the vampire spawn in flames. Cribbit gives you another point of bardic inspiration. He's muttering to himself as well. Never forget to check that your neighbor has enough to eat. Then Cribbit's probably going to cast Vicious Mockery again.
Oh no, can he do it twice?
Can he make the same joke about his haircut
twice? I feel
twice?
Like it'll be funnier but... one more, two times in a row. Shit haircut.
Yeah, you made me laugh.
Yeah!
Failed saving throw. It takes another 10 points of damage.
All right.
Then it is the vampire spawn's turn.
Yeah.
The vampire spawn is going to, what's, bite?
Oh, okay. We're just biting each other's necks. Yeah, that's all this fight is.
Miss.
Thank God. Okay.
But unfortunately, with one hand around your neck, it begins to squeeze.
Yeah.
You feel your esophagus begin to crush.
This is minimum, right?
Or minimum damage. Happened?
Oh, that's right. Yes, it would be
giggity.
You take 5 points of damage.
Okay, that's not so bad.
You're on 22.
Sweet. That's pretty bad, but could be worse.
Okay.
And then it is your turn, Pip.
I'm just going to fire two.
Oh, and it heals. No, you bathed it in fire.
Bathed it in flame.
It's bloodied.
Oh my God, it's fucked up that it took that long to bloody it. I'm going to plug it with two more arrows. I can't make them special. I'm out of juice.
Missing a miss. The vampire spawn grabs your crossbow, wrenches it upwards, and you fire two bolts straight into the air. At least they weren't special.
Yeah. I got nothing for it.
And then it's Cribbit's turn. Cribbit, you tell me a joke about it that makes me laugh. Either one of you, I don't mind.
Once again, looking, being like, it is such shit hair. Yeah. I cannot believe how
I'm
terrible.
I'm gonna fall for that a third time.
Right. Maybe is there a famous puppet he could say it looked like?
I don't know.
Who's a famous puppet?
Stop motion animation. What we got? Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, let's kill this Wallace and Gromit looking motherfucker.
All right, I'll give it to you. All right, it takes...
Making notes.
Another 10 points of damage.
Joke, two times, good.
Yeah. Three times, bad.
three times down the drain. I shouldn't have just let you go until you got it. That's not on.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, that was a one joke each.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll workshop
it. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Cribbit, turning to look behind him, uses his mantle of inspiration to grant 8 temporary hit points to himself, you, Pip, and then you, Hector. Hector, it's your turn.
Oh, right. I would like to cast Sacred Flame on this vampire spawn as I...
Wisdom saving throw?
Start charging in. It's a dex saving throw.
What? Failed.
Excellent.
2d8?
Sure is. Radiant damage, too.
Nice.
The vampire spawn, I don't think, is vulnerable to radiant damage, but it's not resistant either. No, it's not. It just takes 8 points of damage.
Still.
Yeah, could be worse.
And then I start running up towards Pip.
And then it is the vampire spawn's turn. So, what can the vampire spawn do?
Don't bite me.
I guess it's gonna bite you. Miss.
Okay.
Lucky little bitch. Hit. It continues to crush your windpipe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You will take 9 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
Could be worse. You're only on 13, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be worse, but honestly, not much worse.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay. Does a bolt count as a stake?
I would allow it, yes.
Okay. I would like to, can I fire one bolt into it and then a silver bolt as well? I don't know if this is going to do anything, but I just remembered I have 20 silver bolts. So fire a silver bolt.
Well, it will overcome damage reduction.
Yeah, I'll take it. And then with the other silver bolt, I'll grab two out of my quiver on my back or whatever. One I'll load into the crossbow and fire. And then with my second attack, I'll just drive it into the, stake it in the heart. See if I can do that. So one-handed, you thwang,
you stab. Fire and hit.
Okay.
It takes 9 points of damage.
That's good.
And then With the other silver bolt in your hand, you attempt to drive it into its heart. All right, so it's not easy because this is not, while you can do it, it's not designed
to be used
like this. And also, you're basically like chest to chest with this creature.
Yeah.
So you gotta force the room, put the bolt in, but then when the vampire spawn, without really thinking too much, lunges back in for another bite attack, it impales itself on the silvered crossbow bolt. And
it's good.
It turns to dust in your hands.
I'd help you up.
I'm fucked up, yeah?
Yeah.
Is Escher still watching us?
He finishes making his notes. He closes the ledger and he seems to be thinking to himself.
We've got to get... Where was I going? I got to go find a Gogash to the east. I was heading east, I say. I'm keeping my eyes on Escher the whole time. Because if Escher decides to attack us, we run, but Escher might just leave.
Escher seems to have concluded whatever he needs to conclude, and he, looking up at you, says, "Val, there is simply nothing else for it. I cannot have the two of you alive. I thought with Keening dead, this would be child's play, but you two have thwarted. Well, anyway, I am very sorry. I would not normally like to kill unless I must, but... here we are."
Well, as he's saying this, I imagine maybe with an arm on Hector and Kribben, I'm backing us up.
Mm-hmm.
Just away.
Yeah. Holding, like, maybe shield, just mace real tight. Just like...
white knuckle in it.
Okay.
Escher locks into a running position, and then he moves 80 feet without provoking attacks of opportunity. And he's behind you. Okay. He doesn't need to move the full 80 feet, obviously. He could if he wanted to.
Beans.
"I simply cannot allow you to return to the church. My calculations," he says, tapping the ledger, "inform me that if I were allowed to do this, anyway."
I look to Pip to be like,
Get in a fucking house, I say, and I'm going to duck into the nearest house to us, wherever it is.
Okay.
I'm not even going to treat this like a combat encounter. This is a dexterity saving throw like you were avoiding a boulder. But Escher reaches out to grab one of you before you can get into a house.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so...
yes?
Pip, you fail the dexterity saving throw.
Can I roll a skill check with advantage?
That's not a skill check.
Oh, no.
You have anything for a saving throw?
Not a dexterity-based one.
What saving throws do you have?
Constitution and intelligence.
I'll allow you to make, alternatively, if you want, you could spend that card and you can make this as an intelligence check to be like, "I'll duck when he weaves," you know
what
I mean? All
right, yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's see how smart you are. Oh.
Reroll with advantage?
Was that with an intelligence?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you just, actually, you know what, I'll give you an intelligence, actually, but spend the card.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time.
All right. You, realizing that... You very quickly, you go through your head, you're like, well, if I go this way, I'll miss Escher. But Escher's expecting me to do that.
Yeah.
So I'll go that way. But Escher's expecting me to expect that. And then and then you overthink yourself into the correct solution. And Escher misses you. Escher misses you as well, Hector.
Oh, no.
Cribbit, on the other hand, gets grabbed.
Oh, no.
Unless someone has something to help him.
Adam, it'd be really fucked up if, like, I don't know, if Escher just stepped on a trap.
Interesting.
We're just burning through our good boy cards like fucking crazy to get through Valakai.
Interesting. What could he... I mean... All right. Cribbit does the same thing.
Okay.
Except he does it on purpose, I guess. And he traps... He, quotation marks, traps Escher in a logic puzzle of his own creation.
Kind of like when you draw like a line in front of a chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
As Escher is reaching out for Cribbit, Cribbit says, "This one will dodge left." And Escher is so thrown by what that could mean that Cribbit gets under his arm and all three of you get into a house. Escher turns to look at the three of you inside the house and he makes a very unpleasant face. And then he...
"You're not allowed in," I say, and close the door.
Sure enough, as presumably Emmanuel de Monster has taught you, Escher, as a vampire, cannot enter a building without permission.
No one. I turned to both Krobit and even you. Just keep it on your mind. If you invite him in, he might try and trick you or whatever. Just don't say, "Oh, you can come into the." Just keep that out of your mind, because if you do that, we should be safe.
All right. Well, we're safe in this house. If we look around.
Just a quick proviso to that as well. I don't know if Emmanuel de Monster specifies this, but the vampire can interpret things. So saying something like, "I'll see you on the weekend," vampire can take to mean, "Oh, I'm invited
in.
I'll
see you at, we're going to have some kind of engagement." Yeah. Mm-hmm.
"Are you coming to the party?"
Yeah.
A vampire could interpret a lot of things.
"See you around."
Yeah.
Around in your house, you say?
No.
Too late.
Yeah.
So you just got to be very careful with what you say to Escher.
Mm-hmm. Vampires are tricky fuckers, so basically just don't say anything to
them. Well, that is good that we are safe in this house where we can look around. Is there anything around here? Any people?
God.
Anything like that? What do we now have access to?
Highs or lows?
Let's go highs.
Highs, Adam.
Lows?
Highs? Oh, God, Adam.
Just pick one. Highs. Who cares? Caution to the wind.
Highs.
Okay, you look around, and this house was quite clearly scheduled for demolition before you arrived.
Okay, all right, damn.
The door that you slammed was actually the only door in the building.
All right, well, we're here now. I maybe go towards a window, peer out where the next, like, I guess, are we heading east to try to find...
That's where Father Lucian said a go-gash went. He went somewhere to the east. I don't know where. And I don't know where Yenda... could be.
So the Dusk Elves are not offering any kind of assistance or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
They're happy to watch Valakai burn just as they watched them burn.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And the Vistani, well...
Well, they're the Vistani.
While they didn't perhaps know about it, they're not exactly unhappy about it.
Well, yeah, they're cunts. Right. I'm like looking out the window, just watching where Escher's going, seeing if Escher's still just hanging around the house.
Escher, the very unpleasant look on his face turns to one of impatience, you see. He takes out the ledger and he's flipping through it, and you can see he's trying to do mental math again.
He can't. He's not going to waste time waiting for us. We just got to wait him out. That's all.
I look towards the burning of the Valakai, and how long do you think he has?
I don't know. I shrug. I don't know his schedule.
Looking at the burning of the Valakai, looking at where we are, knowing the church... and maybe the Burgomaster's house. Like, how mental math? How long do we have
until the fire reaches you?
Till the fire reaches us, and then presumably the fire reaches the church.
It's hard to say. You're not a firefighter, I mean, like, you think Valakai is not going to last a day like this?
Speaking to Father Lucian, he mentioned that maybe. They would have taken Yenda to the Burgomaster's house, and that is currently not on. It's currently a safe place.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about the Blue Water Inn.
It's largely abandoned now. I got as many people out as I could, but a lot were killed by bats.
Did Jeska?
He wasn't there. He was apparently at the orphanage with Claudia. I don't know the situation. The dog's safe though. Right?
Yeah, dog's safe.
The dog's safe.
Okay.
Well, all right. I don't know where Gogash is, and I think just searching the streets is probably pretty stupid at this point.
Very stupid. If we can go to the Burgomaster's house, we will meet some resistance.
Yeah.
Escher, while you're having this conversation, taps the ledger, gestures, and another vampire spawn makes its way out the front. Escher gestures at you lot inside the building. The vampire spawn turns to lock eyes with you, Pip, and then Escher walks towards the church.
Oh no!
He's got shit to do, and he's not got time for the two of you.
Walks toward the church.
I mean, I guess he walks westward, but
yeah. But it seems what else is in that direction?
There's not a lot.
Can we?
I shrug. I don't know. I mean,
bones will keep him at bay, but for how long?
I don't know.
If we get to Yenda, they might have some holy magic left.
I
grab my holy symbol out and I'm sort of pointing it towards the vampire spawn as we're having this conversation.
Yeah,
sure.
So we could just run to the Burgomaster's.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
What can you do, Cribbit? Any to help? Anything?
This one can inspire.
Can you make us?
By the way, the three of you still have 8 temporary hit points. That's all gone away.
Cool.
Can you make us faster? Can you make us hidden? Can you make us anything?
This one does not know songs of speed. This one knows songs.
All right. Well, let's burst out through one of the other doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, archways, I guess, because there's no actual doors in them. And start sprinting toward the Burgermaster's house.
I'm going to say that you unfortunately are not able to sprint and really effectively stop this thing.
Yeah, all right.
There's a lot of... Not a lot of faith in running. Oh, I guess you could make the argument either way, but because the holy symbol is like kind of going all over the place, you get the impression that it really needs to be like a slow, concerted effort. Sprinting does not seem to work as well.
Yeah, okay.
The vampire spawn is not able to attack, but it is able to
still on our heels. Yeah.
All right. Well, not attacking is good.
I'll take it. Yeah, whatever. Mm.
You sprint your way towards the Burgermaster's manor. As both a blessing and a curse, this far east, you are not going to be attacked by bats.
Yeah, okay.
There's too many buildings on fire. The bats don't want to be around here. Yeah. So, small blessings, I suppose.
Yeah, I'll take it.
The Burgermaster's Manor is one of the only still standing buildings, and you sprint towards it. This mansion has walls of plastered stone that display many scars where the plaster has fallen away from, well, you know, Pip, age and neglect.
Yeah.
But Hector, you could believe bat attack. Drapes cover every window, including a large arched opening above the mansion's double entrance doors. You sprint, I assume, towards said doors. And when you hit them, you realize they are barred to the outside.
Okay.
Who goes there? Calls a voice from inside.
Whatever. Pip Mandarin and Hector Dragonsbane and Cribbit.
There's some conversing inside, and then one of the voices calls out, "Wait one moment." You're standing there, kind of exposed.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah. I got my crossbow aimed at, I assume, the kind of like jerkily moving vampire.
Spawn. It's getting slowly closer.
Just holding that holy symbol at, I guess, what is it, a sun or something?
Yeah. You hear a terrible commotion from inside, and one of the guards cries out in pain, and then you hear, damned it, the doors open and a Gogash is standing there with one of the guards in a headlock. come in my good friend.
Great. Fantastic.
thank you
He closes the door behind you and lets the guard go.
Oh, it is good to see
you. They were talking of leaving you outside. Come, please.
Is Yenda here, I say?
You walk into a room. It's nicely furnished. And sitting there, you see what can only be described as the Baroness and the Baron.
Oh, they look
fucked up.
Real fucked up. They got big...
Like these hills have eyes.
Yes. Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibes. Yeah.
To describe the Baron as having a widow's peak would be not doing it justice.
Yeah.
It would be probably a both couples died in the car accident peak. And his wife looks similarly, disheveled, I suppose, but professionally so. Yeah. You know how someone can be dressed nice but still look, like, bedraggled?
Yeah. Do I know their names?
You would. Baron Vargas Valkovich, and his wife is Lydia Petrovna.
Okay. Vargas, Lydia... City's fucked.
Also sitting in this room, you see Yender in chains.
Okay. Cool.
Nice to see you, Yender.
Yeah.
A Gogash standing in the doorway. There are a few members of the town militia here. You recognize a few faces. If you're like, oh yeah, known members of this fucking cult, a few of these faces ring. We have a ring of memorability.
Yeah, sure.
The Baron and the Baroness stare at you with a steely, cold gaze. The Baron gestures to three open seats. Have a seat.
All right. Give a look to everybody. Like, look, this is the way that we're going to have this conversation. So
I'm like, do we really need to have the pleasantries? I'm pulling out a chair, sitting down.
Yeah.
What?
You are here to stop the invasion of my town?
Yes.
I suppose, I say.
Good.
That's sort of, I'm saying, not in like a whatever, just in like, Pip doesn't really think there's much town left to save, but yeah.
I will strike you a deal then.
Okay.
I will let you leave here.
A Gokash snorts under his breath. Let us leave.
I will let you leave here, and I will tell you how to stop this invasion. We will work together, and then we will never see each other again.
Okay.
You are barred from this town, but I will not seek or hunt you. You have one less predator to fear within Barovia.
I kind of look at exchange glances, I guess.
Extends a bony, withered hand. But I ask for one more thing.
What is the one thing?
Lady Watcher must die.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.